Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 10. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'll go through the basics of an incredibly important topic in terms of online marketing. You may have heard a bit about SEO before, or maybe you only heard about it in passing. But by the end of this episode, you'll have a basic understanding of what SEO is about and why it's important to you as a guitar teacher. I'm going to keep the jargon to a minimum and try to explain this in plain English, so even if you don't know anything about websites at the moment, you'll still be able to benefit and make some improvements. Okay, so first up, what is SEO? SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. The most basic way I can explain this is SEO is about taking your website and making changes to it to make sure that search engines such as Google understand what your website is about. That's why it's called optimization. You're basically optimizing your website for the search engines. The reason why it's important to optimize your website for the search engines is that unless the search engines clearly understand what your website's about, they're not going to rank your website high in the search results. In the real world, what this means is if a person searches online for local guitar teachers, if your website doesn't clearly tell the search engines that you're a guitar teacher in that person's area, your website won't show up in the results and you won't have a chance to gain a new student. So the first point I want to leave with you is that SEO can have a big impact on whether people can find your website or not, and ultimately it impacts how many less inquiries you receive over time. A poorly optimized website will miss out on a lot of students over time. It's as simple as that. So while I could go into more detail on what SEO really is, that's a good enough explanation for now. So let's start with the basics. How does a search engine figure out what your website's about? What a search engine will do is that they'll go through every single page on your website and look at the content on each page. It will look at things such as the text used, the headings, any images, and any links. It takes in all this information and tries to analyze it to work out what each page is about and what the entire website is about. Remember that the search engines aren't human, so they don't understand content like we do. One way the search engines work out what a page is about is by looking at what words are used repeatedly on the page. So if the search engine finds that the phrase guitar lessons shows up a few times on a page, it's a sign that that page is about guitar lessons. The search engine then continues by looking for related phrases or words to understand more about the page. So if you regularly say guitar lessons in London, now the search engine knows that the guitar lessons are related to a certain location. The point here is that the search engines will only understand what your website is about if you are extremely clear. Unless you do say guitar lessons in London a few times, how do you expect the search engine to know that you teach guitar in London? I regularly work with Live and Teach Guitar members to help them optimize their websites, and this is one of the biggest mistakes I see. Not properly optimizing your website for the search engines can rarely cost you over the long term. Simply rephrasing a few sentences and changing a few headings can mean the difference between showing up on page 20 in Google and showing up on the first page. That's not an exaggeration, because that's exactly what happened with one member I worked with. SEO is a big topic and constantly changing, so what I'll do now is go through a few quick wins that you can implement on your website. First, load up your website right now and look at your homepage. What's the title of this page? The main title will either show as a big heading near the top of the page, or it will show up on your browser window. So what does the heading say? Does it say welcome or home? Or does it say something like Steve Smith's guitar lessons in London? If your homepage's heading is something like welcome or home, unfortunately you just scored a failing mark for SEO. But don't worry, because it's an easy fix. Having a heading labeled welcome tells the search engine nothing about the purpose of your website. It's a missed opportunity. We all know that headings are important, generally speaking, and that's why the search engines focus on them so closely. The heading should tell the search engine roughly what the page is about, and having it set to welcome doesn't give them any information. So if your homepage's heading is set to something like welcome or home, change it right now to something more suitable. I recommend your name or your studio's name, as well as the term guitar lessons in your town. So if your studio name is Studio 9 and you live in Sydney, your homepage's title should be something like Studio 9 Guitar Lessons in Sydney. A heading like that tells the search engines exactly what the page is about and where it relates to. It also makes it clear to a human visitor that they will straight away see that your studio teaches in their town. So after you check your homepage's heading, Go through all the other pages and think whether they're clear or not. Simply fixing a poor heading can make a big difference, so go through each page and see if there's any changes you need to make. The next point to consider is if you have any images on your website. Do you have a photo of yourself or any guitar-related photos? If not, put some up because they make a big difference. I highly recommend you have at least one photo of you on every page because it reminds the visitors that you're a real person. Now, from an SEO point of view, there's a problem with photos on websites. Search engines at the moment aren't very good at figuring out what the photo's about. So a search engine will look at information related to the photo, such as the file name, the photo's title, or the alt tag. Don't worry, I'll explain what all of that means in a second. The first thing to do when you upload a photo to your website is make sure that the file name makes sense. So if the file name is something like img00487.jpg, it's not going to mean anything to a search engine. What if you change the file name to something like samguitarteacher.jpg? Now the search engine has a rough idea what the photo could be about. So go through any photos on your website and check the file names. Next is the photo's title. If you're on a computer, just hover your mouse over the photo and see if a box pops up. If it doesn't show up, that probably means that you haven't set a title for your photo. And if it does, what does the title say? Does it describe the photo, or does it again say IMG00478? Remember that this is the only information a search engine has about the photo, so you need to make it count. Change the title to something descriptive so the search engine knows roughly what the photo's about. Finally, there's something called an alt tag, which is important to every image you upload to your website. The alt tag is a text description that loads up if the image can't be loaded. This is the most important attribute for any image, and it's not just for search engines. You may not know this, but when a visually impaired person loads up a website, they often use a program that will read the website's text out loud. So when the program reaches an image, it will look for the alt tag and read that out loud. So by not having an alt tag, not only are you making it harder for the search engines to figure out what the image is about, but you're making it very hard for visually impaired people and other people that use this type of program. So go through every image on your website and add in an alt tag. If you use WordPress, you will see that there's a section called alt tag. You can set it to the same as the title for the photo, but as long as it describes it, that's all you need. Okay, so far if you have followed this advice, you have fixed up all the headings and images on your website. That's a pretty good start, because a lot of websites don't take it this far. With these changes, the search engines are much more likely to understand the purpose of each page. Now let's look a little closer at the content of each page and make it clear what your website is about. Start off by going back to your homepage and read through all the text you have put up. What is written in the very first sentence? Does it say something like, "My name is Sam and I teach guitar in Chicago"? Or does it say, "Welcome to my website, take a look around and contact me if you have any questions"? It should now be very clear which sentence will make more sense to a search engine. Unfortunately, there's a lot of websites I see that start off with "Welcome to my website." So go through and revise all the text to make sure everything is to the point and extremely clear. Be extremely specific and avoid repeating yourself unnecessarily. The truth is that people normally skim through text online, so if you have lengthy paragraphs all over your website, while the search engines will read them, people won't. So your writing needs to be short and concise. Get straight to the point on every page. Now go back to your homepage and count the number of times you use your town's name or surrounding town names. This is really important because you want the search engines to know that your website is only relevant for a specific audience in a specific area. So if you don't use your town name at all, the search engines will assume that it's meant for a worldwide audience, and now you'll be competing against every other website online. On the other hand, if you make it very clear that your website only relates to people in your area, the search engines will know only to show it to people searching in your area. That means you have far less competition and more likely to be seen by people in your area. So the next time somebody in your town searches in Google for guitar lessons in my area, your website will be much more likely to show up in the results, and that makes a big difference. At this point, I want to leave you with one word of warning. Avoid what is called keyword stuffing. I've seen this quite a few times, and you definitely need to avoid it. You now know that search engines analyze the text on your website to figure out what it's about. It might be tempting to use phrases like guitar lessons, guitar teacher, and anything related 20 times on each page. That's what's called keyword stuffing. You may have seen this before on other websites. Have you ever read through one and noticed that the same phrases are used in every sentence? If it sounds unnatural, then you need to change it. The search engines are smart enough now to pick up on keyword stuffing, so don't even try it or you risk your website disappearing from the search results. Don't try and game the system. Instead, follow best practices and write for humans first. So if it sounds natural when you read it, then you should be fine. Now, SEO is a massive topic and there's so much more that I can't touch on in one episode. I'll do more episodes in the future on SEO, but for now, this episode should have given you a basic understanding of why it's important and how to get started with it. I work really closely with members to help them optimize their websites, and I've seen how a few changes can make a big difference to results. Live and Teach Guitar members can actually request an SEO report, where I go through your website and analyze it to look for improvements. Then I write out a detailed report explaining what to change and how to do it. So if you're serious about promoting your guitar lessons online, it's really worth getting this report just so you can see where you stand and what to do to make improvements. On the webpage for this episode, I've included links to useful SEO related resources. So check it out at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-10. If you have any questions about SEO in general, just use the contact form on that website and I'll try and help you out. I highly recommend you apply the advice covered in this episode because it can make a big difference to your results. Good luck with optimizing your website. Check out the SEO-related resources on the webpage and I'll speak to you in the next episode.